Hi everyone, welcome to the Playgirl Diaries. Today I'm going to be talking about how to enjoy Valentine's Day when you are single. Being single on Valentine's Day is really just how you look at it. I see a lot of people act like it's the worst thing in the world, to act like it's terrible, to act like it's like the worst thing that could ever happen to you. And I understand, it does suck, but it's literally not the end of the world. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be okay. Life is not about finding a partner. It's really not. I promise you. I'm in a relationship, but I remember before I got in it, I was like always upset that I was alone and I was single, but your day is gonna come. You're gonna find that person that's meant for you, and when you do, you are gonna be so happy that you didn't waste your time with anybody else or just trying to please anybody else. Focus on yourself, focus on you, and have a great holiday regardless of whether you're with somebody or not. Honestly and truly, just enjoy the day. Valentine's Day is honestly one of my favorite holidays. I think that everything Valentine's Day is just so cute. I love pink. I love hearts. So everything Valentine's Day is like my thing. And I see a lot of people acting like they can't enjoy Valentine's Day if they're single. And I'm just like, it's a holiday. It's a holiday. Get a gift for your best friend. Get a gift for your mom, your sister, your cousin. I don't know, whoever you're close to. Get them a little gift. It's so fun to like make somebody a little gift basket, so that is something that you could do. But the first thing that I want to say you can do on Valentine's Day, if you're single, have a Galentine's Day. Duh, everybody has talked about this. This has been all over social media for years. Pretty sure we all know what this is, but I think it's genius. I actually don't have enough friends to do something like this. And I totally would do something like this, whether I was single or not. I would have this, like, on a separate day. But, have a Galentine's Day. Seriously. You could be the host, and I think that would be so fun to be the host. Get pink and red tablecloths. You could get some cute pink and red balloons. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You can find all of those things at the dollar store, or on Amazon, or at Party City, anything like that. Get some white balloons, some red balloons, some pink balloons. Take some really cute Instagram pictures with your friends. Take some pictures of yourself. Have a little photo shoot. You could get like a couple of those backdrops on like Amazon, and you could have like a photo booth basically. You could do Polaroid. You could take pictures with your phone. You could get some old digital cameras and develop them. Anything. Like, I feel like that is such a cute opportunity. If I had like a group of friends, I would seriously go all out and make it even better of a holiday. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine how cute that would be and how fun that would be. Like, truthfully, that would be so fun. I keep saying truthfully and honestly, and it's so weird because when I talk, I like never use those words, but I feel like I use them as filler words whenever I do my podcast, so I apologize because it's probably annoying, but I kind of can't help it. Another thing you can do on your Galentine's Day, which that's kind of like a cheesy word, but I don't care, it's kind of cute. You guys can bake some pink cookies, bake some cupcakes, make some chocolate-covered strawberries. Like, that sounds so fun to me. Watch a ton of chick flicks. Like, I think that sounds so fun. Make some, like, heart-shaped sugar cookies. Get pink and red and white frosting and everybody decorate them together. Drink some champagne. Drink some wine. Make some cute mixed drinks. Get, like, little red and pink sprinkles on the brim. Like, that sounds so fun. Or if you don't have, like, a group of friends, you could always invite, like, your main friend, or if you have a couple sisters, you could have like a sister's Valentine's Day. This is such a cute concept, and I think that it's a really, really enjoyable holiday to get with your friends, have a really aesthetic little party, little get-together, and just have fun. Get tipsy, get... I was gonna say get drunk. Don't get drunk. I mean, if you want to, but I don't know. I think that would be so fun. You can, like, find a really cute outfit that's really cheesy and super, super Valentine's Day. Or you can find, like, a good outfit that's Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's just such a good opportunity for a great get-together with your friends or with your family, like sisters or cousins, something like that. That just sounds so fun. Like, you guys could go to brunch together, and then everybody goes back to your place, and you guys all bake stuff together, decorate cookies, watch chick flicks, drink wine, everything that I just said, basically. But I think that would be really, really fun and something great that every girl could do on Valentine's Day. And then also, you could take yourself on a spa day. If you don't have any friends that want to do this with you, or if you just don't like that idea, you could just take yourself on a spa day, or find one friend to do it with you, or find someone to do it with you. Go on a spa day, get your nails and toes done, take a hot bath, do a face mask, or you could go get a facial, you could get good takeout, or you and a friend could go out to eat. Do your makeup and hair, take lots of pictures. You could have a photo shoot all by yourself, or like you and one friend could like go to different spots around your city and just take pictures everywhere. Again, wear like a cute Valentine's Day themed outfit if you like Valentine's Day, but if you don't, then just avoid that. But if you're someone like me who loves Valentine's Day, wear like something really cute with hearts, something red and pink, or like a little red purse, something to make it a little Valentine's Day. And then if you don't want to get a facial, if you don't want to like go and get your nails and toes done, you could always go and buy all the supplies to do it yourself and hang out with yourself at home, cook your favorite food, get your favorite takeout, and do all of this stuff DIY. That would also be a really, really fun way to spend the day. Just pampering yourself and just having a makeover spa day. Like, that sounds so fun. Yeah, I have this wrote down, so you might hear the page turn. Another thing you could also do, if you don't want to do like a Galentine's Day, you could host a singles only dinner party. So anybody can come, any gender, it's not really just for the girls. Like, host a singles only dinner party. You could like do it at your place, or everybody could also meet at a restaurant if you don't want to cook. Or like, instead of doing a Galentine's Day, just have like a singles only get together where everybody who's single and doesn't want to hang out and do stuff on their own, you guys could all just go to one person's house and basically do the Galentine's Day, but just, you know, have dinner, watch a movie, everybody can bring a dish, something like that. Like, that would be super fun. You could also spend the day baking if you really like to bake. You could bake like a ton of different things. All pink, all red. Definitely gonna be doing that like next weekend. I'm gonna bake so much different things. I'm gonna bake peanut butter cookies. I'm gonna make chocolate chip cookies. I'm gonna make chocolate covered strawberries. I'm gonna make so much stuff. And I think that would be a really fun way to spend Valentine's Day. While you're doing that, or if you wanna just do this separately and you don't wanna bake, have a marathon of your favorite show. I specifically seen someone say Sex and the City. I don't know if it's just like Valentine's Day vibes. I've never seen it, but binge watch your favorite show, or like your favorite, what is that called? Trilogy, or like movie series like Twilight or Harry Potter, if that's what you're into, something like that. That would also be really fun. You could go to the movies with a friend. I love going to the movies. Going to the movies is like one of my favorite things to do. Get your best friend, get your sister, get your cousin, get a friend, go to the movies, go to the dollar store first, get literally all of your favorite snacks, and just go to the movies, watch a good movie, eat your popcorn, and don't even think about Valentine's Day. Like, I feel like if your goal is fuck Valentine's Day, I'm angry, and you're like sad, instead of like you actually want to enjoy it, if you're sad about that holiday and you want to like cope with not having someone, basically, like if that's how you're feeling about it, like you're dreading it and you're hating it instead of being excited for it, I would say go to the movies with a friend. Because unlike all of this other stuff, this is not going to make you think about Valentine's Day. You can mope, you can cry, you can laugh, you can get angry, you can be scared. Like, you can have all of these emotions at a movie theater. And while doing that, you are not going to be thinking about Valentine's Day. You're not. You're going to be watching the movie, enjoying yourself. So I would say if your goal is to not think about the holiday, or like if you just got out of a breakup or something, find a friend, go to the movies, see a long movie, for sure. But don't go like during prime date time. Go like earlier in the day and then spend date time at home and make dinner together or something. Another thing you can do is go shopping and treat yourself. Maybe there's something you've always wanted. Maybe there's some new makeup at Ulta you really want. Go shopping and treat yourself. Have a fun day. Go to Forever 21 or whatever store you like. Try on some clothes. Pick out a really cute outfit. Go buy yourself some new makeup, new pair of earrings. Whatever it is that you've been wanting, just treat yourself to it. Responsibly. And ultimately, just enjoy spending time with yourself. Enjoy spending the day with yourself no matter what you do. Like, I think that Valentine's Day is such a special holiday for everybody. If you're not in a relationship, just instead of spending the day focusing on someone else, like a lot of other people are doing, spend the day focusing on you and how much you love you and appreciate you and everything that you do for yourself. And the fact that you're just, like, happy in here. I feel like, what are the reasons to celebrate? And Valentine's Day, if you're listening to my podcast, I'm sure you love pink and everything girly and everything heart-shaped and everything adorable. Like, just celebrate that. Decorate everything and, like I said, bake stuff and just enjoy that. Like, it's gonna be so fun, I promise. And don't compare yourself to other people. Don't compare yourself to people on social media or to people you see, you know. If you do go out to dinner or go out to the movies, don't compare yourself or your love life to people you don't know. Or even people you do know. Don't compare that to other people. You never know what people's relationships are really like on social media, in person. Even people you know, you really could never have any idea of what their relationship is like. If you think that it's like amazing, it could be terrible. That girl could be literally getting cheated on every single day. People can be abused behind the scenes. People can be talked down to behind the scenes. Both people can be mentally and physically struggling every day behind the scenes and just put on this front. So whenever you see people in a relationship and you wish that it was you, just try to remember that everything happens for a reason. And no matter how happy that they look, you never really know what's truly going on. So there's no reason to compare yourself to them at all. But I hope you have an amazing Valentine's Day. I hope you enjoy yourself. If you do have a group of girlfriends, I am literally so jealous of you. You have no idea. I wish that I could host like a Valentine's Day party. That sounds so, so, so fun. I can't even explain. But I hope you all have a great Valentine's Day, a great week ahead of us. It'll be Sunday when I post this. Happy Sunday and happy new week tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye.